This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Marcia Cassell, attorney at law of Lee, Castle, and Crowley, address on file, period. Dear Ms. Cassell, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Anita White, please note the following medical letter, period. Anita is A-N-I-T-A, last name is White, W-H-I-T-E. On April 22nd, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 64-year-old female, height 5'6" tall, weight 127 pounds, who is involved in a work injury on or about August 26, 2023, period. The patient's occupation is that of line production, period. She was building boxes on a skid, and as she reached up, she felt a pop in the low back, period. She had immediate low back pain, and approximately 1 week later had bad pain down her left leg, period. This required surgery on or about December 12th of 2024. As her left leg pain improved, she developed pain down her right leg as well, period. New paragraph. The low back pain also occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She was treated with surgery, injections, medication, and physical therapy, period. The pain is constant, period. It is a burning, throbbing type pain, period. She has numbness in the right thigh, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right leg to the ankle, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that she was initially seen at Concentra MedCheck for a work evaluation. They prescribed medicine, period. She was seen there a few times and then referred to Ortho Indy. She was seen several times and had injections in her low back, as well as x-rays and a CAT scan, period. She had surgery at Ortho Indy on December 12, 2024, because they could not, had surgery on December 12, 2024, period. Prior to the surgery, they could not do an MRI because of a pre-existing nerve stimulator that was caused by an extra cervical rib in the neck area, precluding MRI, but a CT was done, period. She saw her family doctor once, as well as physical therapy at Athletico, period. She saw a doctor for her left shoulder pain, was treated with an injection and referred to an orthopedic specialist. She was given a 13% whole body impairment rating by Ortho Indy, period. She was referred to pain management. They gave her several injections in her low back as well as an ablation in January of 2025, but the pain has presently returned, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, lifting over 10 pounds, comma, walking over a half block, comma. She does require the use of a cane full-time since the surgery, comma, bowling, comma, sleeping, comma, standing over 10 minutes, comma, kneeling, comma, and has to sit with a posterior pillow, period. New paragraph. Medications include occasional cyclobenzaprine as well as over-the-counter medicines for this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes cyclobenzaprine, comma, over-the-counter medicine, comma, exercises, comma, and a back brace, period. New paragraph. Past medical history reveals she had an extra cervical rib at birth. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals nerve stimulator in the cervical area placed in 2002 and removed in January of 2025, period. Cesarean sections, period, and a torn right knee, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never had a direct traumatic injury to the low back, period. In the early 2000s, she may have had an occasional mid-back pain due to the extra cervical rib, but there was no major treatment to the mid or low back, period. There was no major work injuries except injury to the right knee approximately 6 years ago where she had surgery for a torn meniscus, period. The patient has not had serious automobile accidents, be it major or minor, period. The patient never had sciatic or leg pain until this work injury, period. The patient is 100% confident that the back injury is 100% related to this back injury, period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient is involved in line production and was full-time, period. Presently, she is on disability for the injury, and she has applied for Social Security disability, period. She has been unable to work since September of 2023, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Records from Concentra, September 21st, 2023. The patient presents today with low back all the way across, period. Pain is going down left leg, period. Injury happened about a month ago, period. Primary care doctor prescribed diclofenac, period. History, on August 26, 2023, patient was lowering material from above her head and twisted, period. She felt immediate pull in the left lower back, period. She had pain across both sides of her lower back for a while and some radiating pain down the right leg, period. Now she has sharp pain in the left lower back and radiating pain down the left lateral thigh, period. On physical examination, tender to palpation, period. Sharp tenderness of the greater trochanter, period. Sharp point tenderness in the distal lateral knee, period. Pain reproduced with passive adduction, ADD, adduction of the thigh, period. Assessment 1, sacroiliitis. 2, chronic iliotibial band syndrome of the left side, period. End of that report. Concentra record, September 28, 2023. The patient presents today with recheck, left leg worse. Plan, orthopedic specialty referral, period. CT scans reviewed. There are no bony abnormalities. And the limited evaluation of the soft tissue is also normal, period. MRI is not available for her because of implanted spinal stimulator, period. End of report. Hancock Health, September 27th, 2023. CT of the left hip, CT of the pelvis, showed no evidence of acute fracture, partially visualized spinal stimulator device leads, period. End of that report. Reyes Radiology, CT of the lumbar spine with contrast post-myelogram. October 19th, 2023, 1, disc extrusion at L3-4 with exiting left L3 impingement, period, left fecal sac deformity, period, number 2, mild disc bulge at L4-5 and L5-S1, end of that report, athletico-physical therapy initial evaluation, January 5th, 2024, presents a physical therapy, P/O, that's P, I guess, post-op lumbar surgery, period. Rehab potential is excellent, period. End of that report. Discharge summary from Ortho Indy Northwest, December 17th, 2023. Post-op diagnosis was one left L3-4 cephalad migrating disc herniation with severe left L3 motor and sensory radiculopathy, period. Two, history of chronic spinal pain issues with long-standing, non-functioning implanted spinal pain stimulator, period. Operation performed posterior left L2-3 and posterior left L3-4. Hemilaminotomies and discectomy, comma, canal and nerve root decompression, period. History sustained job work injury for which he underwent extensive non-operative conservative care, period. End of report. Hancock Physicians Network, August 21st, 2024. Diagnosis 1, left shoulder pain. 2, cervical radicular pain. 3, cervical radiculopathy, period. HPI presents today for further evaluation of left shoulder pain, period. She states the pain started in either January or February, period. End of that report. Hancock Regional Hospital, lumbar MRI, December 6, 2024. 1, interval removal of the subcutaneous stimulator device. 2, multilevel lumbar spondylosis. 3, mild right L4-5 subarticular recess stenosis, period. End of report. Surgery clinic note, November 11th, 2024. Follow-up of low back and right lower extremity pain. I did a right L5. Capital S, capital N, capital I, a right L5 SNI for her on October 29th, 2024, period. But she still has some axial low back pain, period. Assessment 1, history of laminectomy. 2, lumbar spondylosis. 3, malfunction of spinal cord stimulator, period. End of report. Surgery office notes, December 9th, 2024. I believe the majority of it is secondary to right-sided sacroiliitis, period. We agreed on starting with the right sacroiliac joint injection, period. End of that report. Ortho Indy note, May 23rd, 2024. Assessment and plan. The patient is 6 months out from her lumbar decompression and has persistent back pain and leg symptoms, period. At this time, I see no further surgical indications, period. End of that report. Ortho Indy Northwest note, March 21st, 2024. Presents now with ongoing low back pain after a left L2-3 and L3-4 hemilaminotomy, period. Her symptoms are now not consistent with lumbar spondylosis or SI joint dysfunction, period. End of that report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, I found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the work injury of August 26, 2023 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal flex gait requiring the use of a cane full-time period. For the purpose of the examination, the lumbar brace was removed, period. Examination of the skin revealed a somewhat R-shaped scar with two components located in the lumbar region, period. The vertical segment was 3 centimeters in length, and the horizontal segment was 4 centimeters in length. And this was a result of the lumbar surgery to correct this injury, period. There was a 5 centimeter horizontal scar in the left lower lumbar region due to the stimulator removal, period. There was an old unrelated faded and slight horizontal scar in the anterior neck due to old stimulator removal from the extra rib, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the thyroid was unremarkable, period. Cervical region was unremarkable, period. Thoracic area was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. The lumbar region was abnormal, period. The lumbar area was tender with palpable heat, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was markedly diminished strength in the lumbar region, period. Flexion was diminished by 22 degrees, period. Extension diminished by 10 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 56 degrees right and 64 degrees left, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right Achilles reflex at 1/4, period. There was diminished strength in both the left and right great toe, but the right was more diminished than the left, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are lumbar strain, pain, trauma, radiculopathy, sacroiliitis, herniated nucleus pulposus at L3-4, disc bulge at L4-5 and L5-S1, period. The above resulted in surgery of December 12, 2024, period. The above diagnoses were directly caused by the work injury of August 26, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period, utilizing the book guides to evaluation of permanent impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to table 17-4. The patient qualifies for a 23% whole body impairment as a result of a work injury of August 26, 2023, period. By permanent impairment, I mean the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in the lumbar area for the remainder of her life, period. As the patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the low back area, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was advised that she will need more injections and more ablations down the road, period. The patient did show improvement with her initial ablation, but as typically occurs, it does wear off and requires more, period. Estimated cost of future injections and ablations will be $15,000, period. In the short term, I do not anticipate another surgical intervention, but that may be necessary down the road, period. Cost of future medications will be approximately $100 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A back brace will cost $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A 10 unit costs $500, period. new paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risk of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, deal, end of dictation.